Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, a federal judge blocks RFK Jr.'s reconstituted vaccine advisory committee and halts its policy changes. A new analysis breaks down what recent Gartner predictions on AI mean for healthcare marketers. And the FDA approves Icotide as the first oral targeted therapy for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. A federal district court judge has issued a preliminary injunction blocking the Trump administration from implementing changes to the childhood vaccine schedule championed by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Judge Brian Murphy ruled that Kennedy's reconstitution of the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices likely violated the Federal Advisory Committee Act, finding significant gaps in vaccine expertise among the panel's newly appointed members. The ruling puts on hold all recommendations made by the Reform Committee, including changes to hepatitis B, COVID-19, and RSV vaccine guidance, and forced the postponement of a committee meeting scheduled for this week. A new commentary examines what Gartner's 2026 marketing predictions mean for companies operating at the intersection of healthcare and AI. The piece focuses on Gartner's projection that traditional search engine volume will drop by 25% as generative AI becomes the primary discovery layer, putting pressure on pharma marketers to rethink how content reaches and influences both patients and clinicians. The authors argue that brands which fail to adapt their content strategies to AI-mediated search environments risk becoming effectively invisible to the audiences they need to reach. Finally, the FDA has approved Icotide, developed by Johnson & Johnson in partnership with Protagonist Therapeutics, as the first oral targeted peptide to block the IL-23 receptor in patients with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. The approval covers adults and adolescents aged 12 and older and is supported by data from 4 phase 3 studies showing approximately 70% of patients achieved clear or near-clear skin at week 16. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.